it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Silver Wilkes.
Happy Friday, Hug.
And Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Thank God it's First Friday. How are you good folks feeling?
Feeling good.
Great.
Feeling good, man.
I'm looking forward to a fun-filled weekend. You guys realize this is the first weekend after the legalization of marijuana in Washington, D.C.? Woo! I'm going to be rolling down the street, secondhand smoking, Georgia Avenue, loud pack. Let's puff past this week's contenders, shall we? Contender number one, no pun, because they haven't won not one football game this year, y'all. That's right, the Oakland Raiders are 0-8. In Espanol, nada y ocho. I mean, they're like the Secret Service at the White House, y'all. They're not doing shiggity this year. The Raiders UK. Simple, they so bad they changed their team colors from silver and black to black and blue. The new team logo wearing two patches over his eyes, man. And a pair of those big-ass sunglasses the doctor give you when you have your eyes dilated. They're so bad they're calling them, they suck so bad they're calling them the Los Angeles Lewinsky, Civil. I messed that up. That was for the Los Angeles Lakers, y'all.
Now, pardon your Mayweather.
It makes sense now, right?
Yeah.
Who knew the Lakers would be 0-5, y'all? They are Enado y Cinco, y'all. They suck so bad. Now, Kobe is killing it this year, but K-O-B-E needs the H-E-L-P. He needs help, Sybil. Kobe Bryant is the only person I know on the Lakers squad. I used to be able to name the whole team.
Right.
Hell, I can name more people on Love in Hip Hop Hollywood. Anyway, did y'all hear Charles Barkley said he wasn't going to eat until the Lakers win a game?
Yeah.
Okay, contender number three, Charles Barkley.
All right.
LOL, what the hell is he, Kanye? Who knows when the Lakers will win a game? Hell, Chris Brown and Tamar Braxton will do a duet before the Lakers win a game. He's about to lose so much weight, he's going to have to change his name to Smalls Barkley, Tom. He's going to look like a sunflower or a poodle with a St. Bernard head. Contender number four, Tom Joyner.
What?
How the habanero hell you explain Cincinnati Bengals coach Marvin Lewis getting tackled by his own player?
That's not my word.
I mean, the Raiders are 0-8, and they know not to tackle their own coach.
Not my word.
And when I saw the highlight, I knew what it was, but I said I'm not going to say it because I know Tom is tired of people calling him a jinx.
I am.
Okay. Aww. But I said it. Contender number five, Robert O'Neill. Robert O'Neill is the Navy SEAL who said he fired the shot that killed Bin Laden. Yeah, he has a book out called No Easy Day where he said he did it. But the SEAL and his team said, you dreaming. The person who fired the shot was the guy they called the point man. But Robert O'Neill and the Navy SEALs, are they the Navy SEALs or the Navy Squeals, Tom?
Wow.
I mean, what happened to moving in silence? Now, all the people who didn't vote, you are the Bama of the week. Got my Democrats looking like the Raiders. Sunday, I'm at the Island View Casino in Gulfport, Mississippi, and put me on a Bama of the Week list for the day. I kind of stumbled all over a couple of jokes and everything.